hooked up with the guy. No, ever. I've seen anything twice as long as mm-hmm. built.
Do you know the word bolster?
Yeah, bolster. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Is that a big pillow?
Well, I never heard of sleeping on a bolster.
Is it for decoration?
Decoration, I think.
Okay.
That would be my thing.
And you might say that.
I know what you're talking about when you said a bolster now, but I never heard that. Over the pillow. But I've heard it called a bolster. Mm-hmm. A bolster, that's for looks, I thought.
A bolster what?
Bolster is for looks.
Okay.
Just, you know, decoration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you might say it doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes.
Partly all the way.
Mm-hmm. All right. You used this word when you were talking about the family reunion, but it wasn't on the tape. You would say the people were sleeping on something on the floor.
Mattress.
Or?
A pallet.
Yeah, that was the one. And then you would expect a big crop, a big crop from a field if the soil is very...
Acidy.
Another word for rich soil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's another word?
If it was rich, if the soil is fertilized.
Okay, good. And what do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Bottoms.
Good. And low-lying grassland? It's just good for clover or hay?
Clover and hay? That would still be about all that. You can call it, well, you can call it swamp. What do you call it? That's good for hay? Lowland as well, I
would say. Would you ever say meadow for that?
Yeah, that could be it. It could be, I don't remember. Well, a meadow ordinarily is a lowland.
Mm-hmm, all right. You said swamp. What is that?
Well, that's a low bottom, wet, soggy, crawfishy, muddy, marshy.
Mm-hmm. Is a marsh the same thing as a swamp?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some kinds of soil that you have around here?
Well, you got sandy loam soil.
Is that good soil?
Sandy loam soil is good crop for potatoes.
Oh.
You got red clay. Then you got quite a bit of regular, what they call black earth. It's different than Arkansas or something. It's a rich substance of soil. It's more or less on a topsoil basis.
Mm.
Then you got quite a bit of white clay. It's a substance of white clay, sticky soil. And if it's wet, you walk and just stick to your shoes, gum up, you know. This is some of the types of soil, but most of the soil here is a sandy loam soil.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you're getting water off the swamp, you say you're doing what?
If I'm getting the water, I'm draining.
Okay, and what would you dig to drain?
Ditch.
All right, then do you have a name for a tidal stream that flows in and out with the tide? Since this is an inland county, you may not have that.
Flows in and out with the tide. I don't think so.
Okay. How about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water? Maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
Washout in this country.
Suppose it's just a narrow place, just a heavy rainfall cut out.
Well, it'll be a washout.
Is that?
Maybe I didn't catch what you said.
Right, suppose it's really a deep thing.
All
right. Like 10 feet deep.
All right. A ditch is 10 foot deep.
Oh, that's a ditch is deep.
Yeah,
and a washout is not very deep.
Yeah, a washout could be real deep, depending on where it is. If it's on the incline, it'll wash, keep washing out till you have some vegetation to catch it or change the direction of the water. Just keep washing out, get deeper and deeper and deeper. Till he hits solid rock or something.
Do you use the word gully?
The what?
Gully?
Yeah, gully.
What's that?
Well, gully is nothing but a washout on
some
land that's been cultivated, or you got equipment running over it and you create gullies and you get a washout. And if you don't put vegetation back on it, just keep washing. You have ruts all over it.
Mm. What do you call a small freshwater stream?
What is a freshwater stream?